Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But also, in what's happening around the world, we're going to get right to what's happening in Brazil. Of course, mm-hmm. they are hosting the World Cup this year. They're expected 500,000 people have come to Brazil to watch these World Cups, these soccer games. And along with, you know, coming in to see some soccer games, some of these tourists that are coming in are coming to buy and purchase women and children mm-hmm. That are being exploited as sex slaves, human trafficking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the word doesn't do it that justice because people don't know what human trafficking is, but part of it is involves women and children, 1 million of them around the world, that are being sold as sex slaves. In Brazil alone, they say 40,000 children a year. 40,000.
Wow. Mm.
And adolescents, for children adolescents are being used and mm-hmm. abused this way. And you think about it, I mean, this is something of just horrific nature that's occurring. And as the church, I mean, we not only need to be informed, but we need to strategically pray. Mm-hmm. Pray not only for these children, pray that these traffickers get saved, but pray that this completely stops. And so, you know, CBN is sharing about a documentary that Operation Blessing has put together to educate the people of Brazil about what is happening, how they can basically share about, you know, what's occurring right in front of them during the World Cup. And so they've made this documentary. They're taking it around 12 of the host cities that where these games are being played. And I want you to listen. I want you to watch what CBN is reporting about this.
World Cup soccer in Brazil isn't all just fun and games. One of the top issues is what's happening off the field, sex trafficking. There's concern sex tourists will abuse thousands of young people and children literally in the shadows of stadiums. But Operation Blessing is on the scene in Brazil working to fight this abuse with a new documentary.
The World Cup in Brazil is one of the biggest sporting events in the world, attracting more than 500,000 fans. Unfortunately, it is also a huge magnet for sex traffickers, who often target vulnerable children.
I used to seek out girls from out of state, good-looking girls. I would look at their financial situation through pictures and comments online. Then I would talk to them and offer them a better life.
CBN's Operation Blessing is helping fight trafficking through its documentary called One Real, The Other Side of the Coin. The film cites a government report which states some 40,000 children and adolescents disappear in Brazil every year. 15% of those cases go unsolved.
We're trying to raise the stigma against this and educate the people coming in for the World Cup that this isn't just a service you can buy without consequences, that these are children trapped in a hell.
The film is translated into several languages. And Operation Blessing volunteers are traveling cross-country on a special bus, showing it in all 12 World Cup match cities. Operation Blessing is also delivering food and bags of hope to trafficking victims on the streets of Brazil.
And Operation Blessing is also partnering with shelters to provide a safe place for trafficking victims.
Now, we shared in the previous segment at a time about also their plan also is to develop and put together 12 houses of prayer, and their goal is to rescue 1,000 women and children from human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And so we want to join them right now. Right now, Lord, we just pray for those 1,000 women and children to be saved and rescued, and we just pray that this will continue all across Brazil and really mm-hmm. around the world. And we want to continue to encourage you to support ministries and organizations that are, one, keeping this before you, like VFN TV, as well as Exodus Cry, Operation Underground Railroad. These are organizations and ministries that are on the forefront of not just educating, they're making documentary movies, but they're also, like Operation Underground, they're actually doing extractions. They're going to these countries. These are former FBI, CIAs, Navy SEALs, Green Beret, soldiers that are going into these cities and places and brothels, and they're extracting the women and children to safety. And they've had several reports about that. And we hear about, you know, human trafficking and sex trafficking, and we think that instantly that must be happening in poorer nations around the world. Maybe that's happening in Cambodia or in Asia. We understand that's happening in Brazil, maybe in Europe. But maybe we're not focused or understand that this is happening in the United States as well. And it's something that's really on the rise. Mm-hmm. And I came across Holly Smith. Holly Smith wrote a book called Walking Prey, How America's Youth Are Vulnerable to Sex Slavery. She writes this book not out of research only, but out of personal experience. She herself was actually sex trafficked here in the United States in New Jersey. And from her blog, I'm going to read to you a little bit of her bio, and so you can understand how this is something that's affecting us right here in the United States. She says, "My name is Holly Smith, and I'm a survivor of child sex trafficking." She says, "When I was 14 years old, I was lured into running away from home with a man I had met at a shopping mall in Atlantic County, New Jersey. After exchanging some numbers, this man called at night while my unknowing parents watched television in the living room." And how often is a situation like that happening today? Wow. "We talked more than once, and convincing me to run away with him was not an overnight accomplishment. He took his time. He got to know me. He analyzed my troubles and asked me my dreams. I wanted to be a songwriter. I wanted to meet Julia Roberts. I wanted to see Jim Morrison's grave in Paris and France. The year was 1992. And so this man is able to just listen to this young girl's desires, her troubles, the things that's bothering her. And listen, if you're at 14, you're 15 years old, you're a teenager. Things are so many things are changing in your life. So many things are rapidly, you know, careful who you're speaking with and pouring your life out to. She continues to write and says, "I was severely depressed. And as the pressures of my 14-year-old world were boiled to the surface, I fled. I laced up my size 5 sneakers and I ran toward the opportunity, toward possibility, and toward freedom," so she thought. "In reality, I ran right into the inexorable clutches of a sex trafficking ring. Within hours of running away with a man who turned out to be a manipulative pimp trafficker, I was forced into prostitution in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I was later arrested by law enforcement and treated like a criminal, although I was eventually recognized as a victim. The specialized aftercare needed for a victim of sex trafficking did not exist, and the journey toward healing was a long and bumpy road. 20 years ago, there was no anti-trafficking laws in place. Wow. The pimp who raped me and lured me into into prostitution served only 365 days in jail. Two additional traffickers were arrested. However, one woman posted bail and fled, and she's still considered a fugitive in the state of New Jersey. She says, I am now breaking my silence, and today she is an advocate for anti-trafficking, and she's beginning to share her story. She's invited to come to schools. Wow. She'll speak anywhere, and she wants to share with others, hey, listen, careful.
Right.
You don't want to put yourself in a situation that you can be lured away, that you can be taken away. Mm-hmm. And although she was, she goes on to say she was only, you know, captured for 36 hours. In those 36 hours, she became a victim that quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a clip of her sharing a little bit about her story. We want you to be able to just watch and see from her own words what has happened in her life, and this is coming from a Richmond, Virginia news, NBC 12. We were talking about human trafficking, sex trafficking, in the case of Holly Smith, a young girl in New Jersey, in the United States, who, like maybe any 14-year-old, 15-year-old girl, has all kind of things happening in her life, and for some reason she was depressed, severely depressed, as she states, and that some man that she met at the mall began to take an interest in her, calling her and trying to get her to open up and really finding out that her interests and what she likes and the things that are important to her. And through that, he was able to manipulate her. And this young girl became a victim. She mm-hmm. ran away from home, and for 36 hours, she was trafficked. And she was later arrested, and then they found out that she was indeed a victim. But we have her being interviewed by Richmond, Virginia News, NBC 12. And why don't you listen a little bit to her story and what happened.
Sex trafficking is not something that just happens abroad, and it certainly isn't something that only happens to other people's kids.
That's right. It is booming here in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And if you have a daughter or a son between the ages of 12 and 18, know that if you're not paying attention to them, the pimps could be, and it could happen in a place where they hang out all the time. Deborah Alfarone has what you need to know straight from a victim who's lived it.
This guy didn't come on strong. Like, he didn't call me and talk about sex or running away.
For more than half her life, Holly Austin Smith has held a secret.
Everything changed for me. My whole life changed after that.
Holly says at 14, she was vulnerable, depressed. It was more than teenage angst. It was at the mall she met a man who would change her life forever.
I just felt special that he was calling me out of the crowd and he was connecting with me.
They exchanged numbers and talked every other night for about 2 weeks.
What kind of, you know, movie stars do I like? What kind of movies do I like? Where do I want to go? What do I like to do? And it was just a friendship. By the time he started pushing for me to run away, it sounded like a good idea.
He promised to take her to a dance club. He took her to a motel in Atlantic City.
There was a woman in the motel room. She was very, very pretty. And he kind of handed me over to her and said, get her ready.
They took her to the street and sold her body for money.
The two of them haggled on a price, and she told him to go and get a car and to pick me up directly and take me directly to the hotel room.
What followed was 36 hours of hell, a mortifying arrest, and a lifetime of suicide attempts and secrets.
When you're talking to our kids about this, you can't say, hey, human trafficking. You have to say what the real words are, and the real word is a pimp.
Tina Front is a pioneer.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Since 2008, her nonprofit, Courtney's House in D.C., has helped more than 500 local sex trafficking victims. She's part den mother, part activist, part cop.
They look like you did when you were a child. They look like your children.
And all fighter. Her goal? To open your eyes.
Because if you're not explaining it, a trafficker is explaining it to your child, and he's not telling the truth when he's explaining it.
After 17 years of secrets, Holly met Tina. You could say she saved her life.
It was 2009 when I met Tina Front. I didn't even know what happened to me. I thought I had chosen to become a prostitute. It wasn't until I learned about child sex trafficking that I understood how I was exploited and manipulated.
We really need to understand that it's all races, it's all colors, it's all backgrounds.
From nice areas and from bad, the target mostly girls aged 12 to 14, from a place we all visit.
They're all trafficked one place, too, and that's at the mall.
And that's why Tina makes it her life mission to go undercover and intervene. We can't say which malls, and we can't show you her operation. If you're wondering how Tina knows so much, she was trafficked too. Just like Holly, she ran away at 14 to her would-be pimp's home.
And there were four other girls there who also under the age of 16. And so the next process is what every girl and boy goes through, and that would be the seasoning process. And that is when he had two men come in and rape me.
After a year of prostitution, then juvenile detention, like Holly, Tina had nowhere to turn. As she got stronger and slowly pulled herself from the life, she helped others do the same.
Pimps came to my door, banging on my door, trying to bust my windows out to find them, and there were no services for anybody.
Courtney's House was born in 2008, named for Tina's daughter, and ever since, she's given victims a voice.
Meeting somebody else who had such a similar story helped me to realize that I was a victim. And it helped me to feel empowered.
Tina Front urges parents to, number one, check their teen's phone. And also check Facebook. You should have their password because that's how traffickers communicate. She also says teens should never hang out without an adult. at the mall. I also want to let you know, Leslie, the good news, because it's such a sad, sad story, that Holly is actually happily married. She's a microbiologist. She lives in Richmond, Virginia, and she's working hard on writing a book about sex trafficking. And also she writes a column in the Washington Times Communities. This is great work.
That's Holly's story. And you can see how this is happening in America. Just that simple, just that quick. You know, a young lady can be taken from her, you know, right from the mall, you know, spoken to, lured away, and then called. And the thing about it, parents had no idea. She was on the phone. Mm-hmm. Parents were watching TV. This is according to what she says, mm-hmm. her own testimony. Mm-hmm. And this happened over a period of time, weeks, that they were having this conversation. And so eventually the girl took off and ran away and didn't realize that all that glitters is not gold. And mm-hmm. she just wound up being taken and became a victim. Fortunately for her, she was quickly rescued. And again, she wrote a book called A Walking Prey, How America's Youth Are Vulnerable to Sex Slavery. And we're sharing this with you so, one, you can be informed. But really, there's always three things that you can always do. The first thing, the most chief thing, is for you to pray. Mm-hmm. Listen, we as the church, we need to pray. God is asking us, will we partner with him, right, to end sex slavery and what's happening? So we can pray for the mm-hmm. victims. Pray for the traffickers that they themselves would get saved. Mm-hmm. You want to pray that these rings and these networks would be exposed. Mm-hmm. And also pray that we can have as many extractions, as many of these women and children to be pulled out of these places and saved, and that they can get their lives back together, restored, and ultimately that they will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they can receive the spiritual healing and the emotional healing that they so desperately need. So our prayers are with them. We want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and go to the links, and you'll find more resources there how you can get involved. Second thing you can do is you can always give. You give of your time, of course, but give of your resources. It takes finances to extract some of these folks, you know, out. Mm-hmm. It takes, you know, resources to get the word out, support organizations like Exodus Cry or
Underground Railroad,
Operation mm-hmm. Underground Railroad, and of course VFN-TV, those that are educating and informing and keeping this conversation on the forefront. Believe me, there are a lot of people that wish this conversation was not being said. There is mm-hmm. a ton of money that's being made in human trafficking. They sell drugs once, and that's it. And what drug dealers have noticed that human trafficking is more profitable to them than selling drugs, because they can sell the same person, as horrific and horrible as that is, over and over again, and to make more of a profit. Mm-hmm. And so we need to deal with this in prayer. And then the last thing is, maybe God's calling you to get involved in some way personally yourself. You know, if the Lord is leading you to do that, by all means, respond to the Lord mm-hmm. and get involved. Do what God is calling you to do. But I think together, mm-hmm. together, we can form a network of prayer that will say no to human trafficking, not only in this country, but in all the countries of the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.